yakkata diye, more than two, more than three. We believe, Lord Jesus Christ, you cannot lie to us, that wherever two or three are gathered in your name, you are in their midst. No doubt, you are in their midst. So we are taking this opportunity, Lord God, to present ourselves before thee. At any time, Lord Jesus Christ, when your sons, your daughters are gathered, they are also the evil spirits they gather. There was a time that your children were gathered in heaven, and Lord Jesus Christ, Satan was also there. And we believe, Lord God, that wherever we are gathered, evil spirits, they also come and fall. But you told us, cast out evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are binding every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are defying every evil spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are overcomers, we are winners. Therefore, Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Come and hear the only way. Get a hold of the soul, we decide that, Lord God, songs of victory, Heavenly Father, will be sung from this stupid mountain. And Lord Jesus Christ, our hearts will be mellowed for the oncoming word. So you feel welcome in our midst. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray in us. Amen.
igreja para socorrer o namorado.
Amen.
We greet one another tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Are you happy to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Tirikufara here kungetsiri muimba yashemanir anu.
Tinotenda Mwari.
We thank the Lord.
Tidzore uso tisvike panguva yekunamata.
Let's bow our heads as we come to a moment of prayer.
Mufaro wedu Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu kuti tauya kumba kuzokunamatai. Hatina kumanikidzwa baba wangu Ishe kuti tauya pano. Asi tinoona dziri nyasha dzenyu baba wangu kuti takwanisa kuya pano baba wangu. Zvinhu zvakaita sekupikisa Ishe vangu baba asi tiri pano. Baba kuzonzwa imi muchitaura nehana dzedu baba wangu. Ndozvatakati chinamatira Ishe kuti Ishe muye muzotaura nesu. Aiwa tiri pano baba wangu. Vamwe vari muno, vamwe vari kunzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana. Asi chatichokoziva ndechekuti pachapera shumiro yanhasi baba tichange tachinjika baba vangu. Hatingave tiri vamwe vamwe chete sekupinda kwataita. Tiri kuuya mauro ano tenzi Jesu Kristu. Takasumudza maoko edu kwamuri Ishe wangu. Hatizviitiri baba vangu sokuti itsika. Asi tinotozviziva pane zvazvinoita baba vangu. Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu imi munotopatikana nokutenda ikoko. Naizvozvo baba vangu sevana tinongouya kuzokumbira kwamuri. Imi misa baba Ishe wangu munopa baba wangu. Father, we are so thankful, Father, this evening, Lord. Heavenly Father, for we come, Lord Jehovah, under the instruction of your word, which says, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Father, mathematically, we are more than two. We are more than three. Lord, and we know your word is always true. Father, we might not be able to behold with our naked eyes, but Father, we know the angels of the Lord are here to supervise even the preaching of this word. Because they are here, Father, we are raising our hands to you because we know our request will be met. Father, Lord Jesus Christ, if there are people who are sick, we are praying this evening, Father, may they be delivered, O God. Those that need the Holy Ghost is here. Father, Lord Jehovah, Almighty, we want to thank you, Father. We always say the characteristic of water is when you are pushed even against your will, as long as you get in touch with water, you've got to be wet, Almighty Jehovah. How can it also happen in the presence of the Lord and demons will do whatever they want? But Father, Lord God, you gave us the power. We bind every opposing spirit tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Spirit of God freely move to say whatever you want your children to hear. We want to thank you, Father, Lord, as we commit the service in your hands. In the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And we want to thank you for coming, as we also greet those who are joining us through live streaming, in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I won't be long, so maybe you can just continue standing. I will be inviting Brother Caleb to go to just now. But just help me thank the Lord together with Brother and Sister Kadiwa Jr. Today they are celebrating their 38th wedding anniversary today. They are happy to be together. 38 years is not a small amount of time. But I want to thank God for His word. They don't look as if they are 15 in marriage. So I want to thank God for that. Brother Caleb Chigudu is going to preach for us tonight. Mercy rewrote my life. As we invite him to come to the pulpit. Our hands, let's sing it. Mercy rewrote my life.
Praise the Lord. I trust we are so glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight. I'm glad to see some faces that I've not seen for a long time. We thank God who is giving us time to worship Him. I want to appreciate our pastor and all our oath bearers. Pray that God will grant them grace. Before we sit down, let us just read the scripture. I want to read from the book of Ruth, chapter 1. I'll read from verse 14. Ruth, chapter 1, verse 14. And they lifted up their voice and wept again. And Orpah kissed their mother-in-law, but Ruth clave unto her. And she said, Behold, thy sister-in-law is gone back unto her people and unto her gods. Return thou after thy sister-in-law. And Ruth said, Entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God. Where thou diest, will I die, and there will I be buried. The Lord do so to me, and more also, if aught but death part thee and me.
Kana kuti ndirege kuteverai nokuti kwose kwamuchaenda ndichaendawo pamuchagara
ishe manitiro saizvozvo kana rufu rukasatiparadzanisa imi nemi.
Let us bow our heads. Praise the Lord. We may take our seats. We just want to fellowship around the word of God for a little while. We want to appreciate the Lord for what he has done to us in our day. I was just thinking that we are really a privileged people. Can you imagine some so-called Pentecostal people, how they were surviving during this lockdown? And all the other denominations. For us, we found favor in the eyes of the Lord. We have a privilege to hear Malachi 4 every morning, every evening. We want to thank God for that. It turned out in Mwari wakazviona kare kuti kuchava nelockdown.
We believe that God foresaw this lockdown before the foundation of the world.
And the food was already prepared for us. Saka tinotenda Mwari kuti hatimbofi nenzara. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Blessed be his holy name. I want to read a quote. I want to give my title, Impact of Decision You Make. Praise the Lord. The prophet says in the message, the kinsman redeemer. But oh, how I like that little Ruth. She had to make a decision. I had to make a decision. You have got to make a decision. You will never walk out of these doors tonight.
The
prophet says
this morning, but
you are
saying tonight.
Without some kind of a decision, you will not leave this room today. Either being a better man or a woman, or a worse woman, or a worse man or woman. Praise the Lord. The prophet loved the book of Ruth. Hallelujah. I also love that book very much. Time of making a decision. I believe we all know the story. We don't have time to go back. Hallelujah. But just to give a brief background. We all know the husband of Ruth had died. And the husband of Orpah had died also. And Naomi was only one who remained alive. Her husband died. And the two sons, they died also. While is there in a foreign land. Now it came a time when she heard that there is no food back home. And she said, I must go back to where I come from. Home going time. Praise the Lord. And when she disclosed the news to her daughters-in-law, it made sense for them to remain behind. Can I tell us logic chaizo chaizo ka?
When you talk about
logic, real logic.
These two were supposed to be to remain back in their home.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brother, we are seeing something strange here. For Orpah, she accepted the situation. She accepted the decision. Hallelujah. But there is one lady called Ruth. Brother, we are seeing here displaying a different quality of character. And she is saying, I cannot remain behind. I know the gods I've been worshipping all along. I know the songs we are singing all along. I know the food that we are eating all along. But I'm going to leave that. And I have decided. I'm making my own decision. I'm deciding on my own. I'm not being influenced by my friends. I'm not being influenced by my relatives. This is Ruth speaking. I'm saying this out of my own mind. I have decided to go in a foreign land. Hallelujah! Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. Wherever thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people. And your God shall be my God. Where thou diest, I will die also. Hey, brother, what a pledge. Brother, I want to believe that this woman, she had seen something different displayed by a mother-in-law. That she failed to see in all the places where she was staying. Brother, I want to believe this old woman. She lived a good life. While it's in a foreign land. I want to challenge some sisters here. If you visit some place somewhere outside there, when you are there, you must remain a believer. Praise the Lord. While at least no one is seeing you, you must remain a believer. Praise the Lord. This is exactly what this old woman did. Until this young lady, she had to take a decision based on what she had seen on her mother-in-law. Praise the Lord. It might not have looked like a something very important for all the other people who are living in Mobile. But brother, that decision, it was a very important decision. It had great impact. Is that true, my brother, my sister? Oh, yes, sir, that's very true. If you read in the book of Ruth, chapter 4,
verse
17, after they had left, now back home, hallelujah, while they were there, we are told by the Bible that this woman, this young woman, this Ruth, she met a man by the name Boaz. When the story was explained about the decision that was taken by Ruth, we are told by the Bible that Boaz was touched because of the decision that was taken by Ruth to say, I'll go with you. Your God will be my God. I'm leaving my parents here. I've seen something supernatural in this woman. Praise the Lord. What a decision. Hallelujah. And what is the prophet telling us tonight? He's saying, I must make a decision. And he's saying, you must make a decision also. And he's continuing to say, not tomorrow, but today, you must make a decision. Praise the Lord. Verse 17, and the woman, a neighbor, gave it a name, saying, there is a son born to Naomi. And they called his name Obed. He is the father of Jesse. Oh, just watch this, brother. The very decision that was made by Ruth while she was still in Moab. Oh, brother, look at the impact. Look at the results. Hallelujah. My brother, I want to challenge you tonight. I urge you to make a right decision. And you enjoy some benefits. You may not see them today. But my brother, my sister, the God of Ruth is here. There are some benefits that may wait for you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There was a son that was born. And his name was Obed. And he's the father of Jesse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. The father of David. The David who announced in a shock or a man. Amen. Right decision. Praise the Lord. As I go perera ipapo. Oh, hallelujah. Now, these are the generations of Phares. And Phares beget Hezron. And Hezron beget Ram. And Ram beget Aminadad. And Aminadad beget Nahshon. And Nahshon beget Salmon. And Salmon beget Boaz. And Boaz beget
Obed.
Watch verse 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ was in that lineage, my brother. Let's go to Matthew verse 1. Chapter 1. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 1, verse 1. The book of the generations of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Let's go to verse 6. And Jesse begat David the king. And David the king begat Solomon of her that had been the wife of Uriah. Verse 9. And Ozias begat Joatham. And Joatham begat Achaz. And Achaz begat Ezekias. Verse 16. Watch that. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called Christ. Oh, brother, are you watching the lineage? And are you watching where it's starting from? Ziri kutangira kumwapi? Kune kamusikana kaishorwa shorwa. Kamusikana kainzi akanaka na basa rese. But one day she took a decision. Hallelujah. Brother, there is no way you can talk about the lineage of Jesus Christ without talking about this little woman, Ruth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's necessary for you to take a right decision. Brother Branham says, even in small matters, you must consult God. Mwari ndo chinje ere basa iri. Ndo pa ere kumfako se kwa nruku gara ndo gara kubudiriro. Vunza mwari chama. Chaga signature yashe. When you are sure God has instructed you, then go ahead and do it. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Esther 3, verse 5. I'm going to pick some characters in the Bible. Some who made right decisions. Some who made wrong decisions. But your duty is to learn. Kanaona chakaipa ipo wachikandira kure. Kwaona chakanaka sezvakaitwa naRuth ibvatora. Obva ati shendibatsirei. Esther 3 verse 5. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. He thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone. For they had shewed him the people of Mordecai, wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. Murikuona zvinoita hasha. Hamani atadzirwa kwaari as far as he's concerned. Atadzirwa nemunhu anonzi Mordecai. Mhaka yake ndeyekuti haana kundisaruta. Saruta haina kuuya.
He says,
Rather, he is stretching the matter from his person that he is having an issue with, who is Mordecai. Rather, he is stretching the matter to every Jew. Watsamuswana munhu obva wavenga muzukuru wake sekuru wake tete wake haukwazisi kuda kuita sei. Hatidi mweya waHamani pano. Mweya waHamani hatidi pano. So this was the decision that was taken by this man called Haman. Rather, he was determined. He said, this Mordecai, he must die. Not only him, but the entire Israel, the entire Jews, they must die also. Hasha zakashata. Kwaona hasha dziri kukunetsa. Mushonga wacho uripo pano. Ukaenda kufamasi unogona kuushaya asi panapa uripo. Ukaenda kupari unogona kuushaya. Nyangu katona sister in church jaya hakupi. Haana mushonga uwo. Asipana hapa uripo manje. Zinotopera wena hasha. Kutoita brother chaya chaya, kutoita sister usina hasha. It's possible. Unyange mlockdown muno, it's possible also. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. So this was the decision that was taken by this man called Haman. Wrong decision. Brother, you must love believers. Kunyange mukaona zvakasiyana. Brother, you must love them anyhow. I was reading a quote. Brother Branham, he received a message. Oh, praise the Lord. He heard that Billy Graham had a kidney block. While he was driving and was laying in the hospital, praise the Lord. Brother Branham said, the moment he heard that, he said, I stopped my car. Praise the Lord. I was driving along the road. And I said, dear God, move it off the man so that he can go down there. He is your servant. He is there trying. We are all big one realm Protestant believers. United we stand. We must stand together in the power of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. We might differ. Billy might say, Brother Branham, I don't believe your divine healing. That would make me think a bit less of him. He is my brother. Just the same. That's right.
Some of the other brothers might say, Brother Branham, I don't agree with you. That don't make any difference. We are all trying to see his lovely face. What are we aiming for, my brother? We want to see his lovely face. We want to be in eternity. Brother, that's our motive why we are here. We must love one another. If I was going to buy an automobile this afternoon, I might buy a different car from what Billy Graham would buy. But we are both in cars. That's all necessary. So I think as long as we are in Christ, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. May God help us to make a decision tonight that I will love my brother. I will love my sister. We must love one another anyhow. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. So the decision you make, brother, it has impact. There are some fruits. Hallelujah. So the decision taken by Haman, brother, if you read at the end of this of the Bible, brother, you hear that this man called Haman, when he met those girls, they wanted to have Mordecai killed there. We are told the scene turned around. And is the one who went there. But I want you to take note. The decision you make, it may not just affect you as the very person who has decided. Brother, it goes further to the very people you call my beloved ones. The very people you call my next of kin. Praise the Lord. Haman, when he made this decision, which I'm saying it was a wrong decision to hate the Jews. Brother, it backfired. He died. He was killed. But I want you to take note. It's not only him who died. We are told by the Bible in the book of Esther that there are some men, 500 men, who also died. Maybe there are family men. Maybe there are breadwinners. Brother, they all died because of the decision that was made by the man called Haman. It did not end there. We are told also, his very son, he was not only having one son, neither was he having two sons, neither was he having five sons, he was having 10 sons. Brother, they were all so killed, they were hanged. Because
because of the decision that was taken by the man called Haman. My question is, what decision are you going to make tonight? Don't think about yourself only. Hallelujah. I have told some couples that will be having some disagreements. One part was saying, I don't love him anymore. I'm going to divorce him. I told them, don't be quick to make decisions. And think outside the box. The decision you are going to make now, you are not the only one who is going to be affected by this. Are you thinking about your children also? Are you thinking about that little boy? Are you thinking about that little daughter? We need not to rush, brothers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. I'm continuing. In the book of Esther, chapter 4. Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. And fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. Who is making this decision? Queen Esther. She's making a good decision. When things seem not to be moving well, you have a duty to do. You need to kneel down and pray. Ndo kune solution yedu ukoko. Unotanya kuzvinyima zvekudya. Woti ishe pindirai muchinano changu. Listen to this. So I'll go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. Brother, the decision was made for the Jews to be slaughtered. And we are seeing Esther here. She said, I cannot let this go. And she's putting her life in danger. She's making a decision. And brother, I want you to watch the decision that she made. She's not the only one who survived. Praise the Lord. The letters that were written to slaughter the Jews. Brother, after Esther made a right decision, after she fasted, we are told by the Bible that there was a reverse of events. The letters that were written, there was a reversal. Can I say something to you tonight? Maybe there's something written by the devil about your life. I have good news for you. The God of Esther is here tonight. I don't care what has been declared in your life. I don't care what your boss has declared to you. Maybe there's already a document that you are holding with you. I have good news for you, my brother, my sister. The God of Esther, who can reverse situations, is in the tabernacle tonight. Brother, our God is able to turn around situations, to turn around events. Even tonight, if you can believe it, all things are possible.
We are not alone, my brother, my sister. The God that you worship is alive even tonight. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Eastly Church, we are overcomers. Eastly Church, we are not losers. We are winners. Our God is able to turn around any situation. If we can only believe, all things are possible. Brother, I don't care whether your aunt declared something to you, whether your uncle declared something to you. I have good news. The God of Esther, who can reverse things, is here tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, I know what this God can do. He can change situations. If you can only believe, if you can only decide tonight, the whole thing is resting on you. You just need to make a decision. The prophet said, you must decide. The prophet decided already. You must decide. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. William Branham. Brother, you have given 5 minutes to live. Well-respected doctors. Wakanyora magwaro. He only have 5 minutes to live. So before the doctor even finished, it was already 4.5 minutes. But I thank God for the God of Esther. Who can turn around what has been written? Who can change situations? Brother, I don't care the prescription you are having. I don't care how many lines it's having. Our God, who intervened in the life of William Branham, who turned around the situation. Brother, the prophet had to preach several messages.
So, whatever was written about him by the doctor,
you were testifying. Nekuti iwewe une basa rauinaro raunofanira kushanda basa iro kusvika rapera. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Sister Rahab. Takuwati sister asi wanzi Rahab chipfewe. Brother, akangoita decision so. Maspaya. What story are? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pagango Ziwa is also. Second to all, one is a shit. And the pastor of Masia, you are going to chug. As the pastor could do, Morris Depo, what to me, Samba, you are going to chug.
I'm going to hide them.
Rova kotsa brava. Kutora sarudzo. Yekuisa upenyu hwake panjodzi. Mwari vari kudenga vachizviona hawo. Iwadi kutora sarudzo nhasi iwewe. Yekuti mwari wakakutarisa so. Wanoti aita zvakanaka uyo. My son has taken a right decision. My daughter has taken a right decision. I also stand by him. Oh, brother, I believe angels tonight, they're waiting to see one sister. They're waiting to see one brother who is going to take a decision. Not just a mere decision, but a right decision, godly decision, to say enough is enough, to say I don't want this anymore, to say I want a change in my life, to say I don't care what has been written. It can be reversed, my brother. Hallelujah! There is another hand that can reverse. There is another hand, brother. There is another voice that can pronounce a reversal of events. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Brother Mwari wa fara neza itkwa ni mudzimai anonzi Rahab. Oh, hallelujah. Decision, brother. Yatorwa na Rahab. Mwari nobva wafara. Zvikanzi atsungo chengetedza iwewe Rahab. You are not the only one who is going to survive. But wakutamba nudzirwa nyasha. Nekuda kwe decision yako. Mukoma wako wari kupi. Where is your brother? Where is your young sister? Bring them in. What is causing that, brother? Decision. Right decision. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our God can do anything. Our God can do anything. And don't fear for this God. Don't fear for this message. Don't fear for God. Our God is too big. We don't care what the situation is. Our God can turn around the situation. Brother, why can't you take a right decision tonight? My sister, why can't you take a right decision? Maybe you're not receiving your blessings because you have not taken the right decision. We have been lingering for a long time, my sister. God is asking you tonight to take a right decision. Right decision, my brother. Right decision, my sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, brother, time will fail us to talk about Abraham. Hallelujah. Oh, when the voice said, take your very child, one and only child, the one that you love, I want you to sacrifice. Brother, Abraham had to make a decision. And he said, whatever you are saying, I'm going to do it. Brother, he made the right choice. And the prophet said, every son that cometh to God must be tried and proven and tested. At times God lets sickness strike you. At times he lets disaster strike you. But there is a reason. At times even disasters. At times he allows friends to turn against you. At times he permits the devil to work on you. He can do it. But even all these things are happening, brother, don't give up. Keep on holding.
Don't be shaken. Make right decisions. Hallelujah. Where is Job tonight? Disaster after disaster. Losing all what he was having. Hallelujah. During that time, brother, he did not give up. He made the right decisions. The Lord giveth, the Lord takes away. Hallelujah. Make right decisions, my brother. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. May God help us. We are told by the Bible that Lot was staying in a certain land. While he was in that land, there are some kings that ended in a fight. And brother, Lot was just caught up in the fight. And he was taken. Brother, when the news reached Abraham that Lot is taken away, we are told by the Bible that Abraham equipped his people and followed Lot. And when he was coming from taking back Lot, he met Melchizedek. When he met Melchizedek, he made a decision to pay his tithe. It's a good idea to pay tithe. Eh, karipoka box ke brown karapa apako. Akas ke display. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother, when he did that decision, the decision you make, brother, has impact. Brother, Levi, akazo yakumashure, akanzi iwewe hauchabhadhara chegumu. Nyaya yacho yakabva pakuti pasarudzo yakanga yatorwa nemurume anonzi Abraham. Levi akutodya kemaropafadzi, akubenefita. So what are we saying? The decision you make will have an impact. Susanna Wesley, she decided. She found 2 hours or more every day to pray. Where the little boys knelt around, or they produced John and Charles, that changed the course of the world. Decision yakatorwa namai West. Praise the Lord. We are told by the Bible. Nezwamo wana 42 waka wingwa ne makawa. Brother, if you read this story, there's a comment that I like from the prophet. Brother Branham says, Elijah was took up in chariot of fire with horses of fire. And when this young prophet walked along there, going down through the city, and he had Lot his hair as young man, he was going down, so these little children ran behind him, said, "Hey, hey, hey, bald headed." Thank God for the prophet. All along I thought
we must blame the kids. But listen to the approach of the prophet. If any of the kids had said, now, if their father and mother had said, now, children, they said that Elijah was taken up. We don't know about that. Maybe it's all right or it's not. We don't know. But don't say nothing about it. Just go ahead. Praise the Lord. So the prophet is blaming the parents now. But instead of that, no doubt they had been told at home. Oh, they had papa and mama at the table and laughing one another saying, what do you know? They said that old roller was taken up. Did you ever believe anything like that? And they said this little bald-headed fellow, just as bald-headed as a pumpkin up there, he ain't over about 35 years old. And he is coming down through there and said he's going to hold a street meeting. Expect us to believe such nonsense as that. Why? He is nothing, just a mockery. Because he won't come to our churches. He is just like Elijah was. He won't come to our churches. Probably some kind of witchcraft, voodoo, hoax. That is God like Elijah. Do you know what you can overcome? Find him my best examples ever. Zvekuti kamwana kakabuda panze kanoudza vanhu wese muraini kuti wese hapana anorova dedi wangu apa wese baba vako vamwe havatombogoni kufumbata chibhakira chacho asi but the question is, what are you teaching your children? So Elijah cursed them in the name of the Lord. Not because of the children, but because of the irreverent parents that had brought the children up that way to disrespect God. Make your decision tonight. Those children are watching you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Auntie Jemima, she made their mind right. She decided right. There's something that struck me that was mentioned by the prophet. He said, when that woman, Auntie Jemima, was praying, the motive was not just for her son to be healed. That was not a motive number one. Motive number one was for the son to be saved. Ah, what a decision. Brother, God had to come down because of that decision. You have made the right decision. I'm not only going to save his soul, but I'm going to heal him also. 1 year down the line, Brother Branham passed through again that same place, Memphis. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What are you going to decide tonight? May God help us. You must decide right. Hallelujah. Brother Branham, at one time, in the message, the life story, he says, friend, this is where my sorrow started. I listened to my mother-in-law. I made a decision based on what my mother-in-law had said. And there, this gift would have been manifested long time ago. If I just went ahead and done what God told me to do. But instead of that, I didn't want her to be angry. And right there, the sorrow started. My father died. Brother, I want you to watch what is happening. It's not the father who decided. It's William Marion Branham. In another place, he said, I put it on hold, going where you are supposed to go to preach. Your decision matters. It may not affect you, it may affect your family members. So his father died. His brother also died a few nights later from that. And he says, my wife also died. My baby also, Sharon, died. My sister-in-law also died. And he said, I almost lost my own life within about 6 months' time. My church, pretty near everything, went down. Church, child. Decision. My brother, I'm urging you to make a right decision. Make a right decision. Go before the Lord. Seek the face of Jehovah. Hallelujah. The decision that was made by Achan. The prophet says, there is where the church is failing today. Do you know that even your own behavior can knock somebody else out of getting healed? Your misbehavior of unconfessed sins of you believers can cause this church to bitterly fall. And listen to this now. And on the day of judgment, you will be responsible for every bit of it. Saka can you imagine pamwe takatoiga vanhu panapa? What is a for kuiga? Woto shamisika musiwe kutongwa. Brother in him. Hanzadze takaviga yai. Dimaka konzeresa inini kuti ife. Make right decision. Joshua, after he crossed over into the land, God gave him the promise. Just think to fight an entire campaign without losing a man, without even getting a scratch. Without having to have a nest or a first aid or a band. God said, the land is yours. Go fight. Think of fighting a campaign and there is no Red Cross at all. There is nobody going to help. And they slayed the Amorites and the Hittites, but there wasn't one hit among any of them until sin came in the camp. And when Achan took that Babylonic garment and that gold wedge and hid it under his camp, then the next day they lost 16 men. Brother, are you watching the seriousness of the matter? It's Mr. Achan, Brother Achan. He never consulted with anyone. He decided. He made a decision. He hit something. Babylon garment. Hallelujah. Brother, and watch the effects of that decision. 16 men died. Angari ma bread winner ndofunga. Can you imagine when another end of school?
Imagine children want to go to school.
Baba, what's people? What would I want? I couldn't understand here in our room.
Who is this?
In the hammer, you know, the brother Achan. Let's make right decisions, brothers. May God help us. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. But we thank God tonight that Christ also, he had to make a decision that he will go on the cross, that he will die for you and me, my brother. What a decision! What a decision, my brother. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His seed shall possess the gates of the enemy. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave. Now we stand more than conquerors through him, who loved us. It's already conquered. Death is conquered. Hell is conquered. Sickness is conquered. Temptation is conquered. Oh, devils is conquered. Zvikamutanda akakundwa. Zvikwambo zvakakundwa. Mweya kunana sekuru yakakundwa. Mweya madzinza yakakundwa. Mweya Jeko yakakundwa. Mweya kunana Tete yakakundwa. We stand in the gate. It's already paid for. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, it's paid for already. Listen to this. All the rest of them had conquered seas. He's talking of they had conquered nature. Hallelujah. Brother, what is the prophet talking about? He's talking about Brother Daniel in the lion's den, conquering nature, conquering the lion. They had conquered fire. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. They had conquered everything. But there was one stumbling block that they had failed to conquer. That is called death. But here was one coming. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, who is coming? He stood there. Brother, and he conquered death. And the prophet is saying, everything was conquered. In the church of the living God this morning, lays the power to heal all sicknesses. In the church of the living God, lays power to overcome all temptations. In the possession of the church of the living God, lays power to change sin and throw it away. In the church of the living God, lays power to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Whatsoever you desire, ask in my name, it shall be given. May we stand to our feet. Aren't you happy tonight to know that we stand now more than conquerors? There's nothing to fight about. The fight is over. The whistle has blown. The flag has rose. And in the midst of every sin pile, every midst of every sick room, is the old rugged cross. Planted by the blood of Jesus Christ, the conqueror. Only thing we do is believe. Look and live. Oh, brother, do you believe it? Oh, what you need to do tonight is just to believe it. Oh, what you need to do is to claim what belongs to you. Oh, what you need to do tonight is to make a right decision. Brother, the boy has been played already. The result is already now. Satan akakundwa. Jesus Christ akawina. And we are on Christ's side. We are overcomers. The whistle has blown already. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Brother, all things are possible to them that believe. All things are possible. Not something, but all things. Whatever you desire, brother, just need to stand there and claim it. Brother, it's yours. Christ made a decision to say, I died for that little sister. I died for that brother. Sickness is defeated. You just need to take what belongs to you. Do you believe it, my brother? All things are possible to them that believe. Do you believe it tonight? We want to come to a time of prayer. Hallelujah. Our God can do anything, my brother, my sister. God can change situations. If you have a situation that has been declared by a doctor, we are declaring something to reverse it. you can be healed, my brother. You can be healed, my sister. You can be blessed, my brother. I don't care who has cursed you. You can be blessed. That hatred, it can be reversed to love. If you can only believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Tiri kukumbira ishe uya inepa. Is that your decision tonight? Do you want it to come in your life? Do you want it to come in your household? Do you want it to come at your working place? Do you want it to come at where you are staying? Brother, all things are possible. He can visit you. If you can open up your heart.
As we close our eyes, we are so thankful, Father, this evening, Lord, for you speaking to our hearts. We come, Lord, say thank you, Father, Lord Jehovah. The decision which you made on Calvary, Almighty Jehovah, it changed our course, Almighty Jehovah. We were born in sin, shaped iniquity. But that decision you made on the cross of Calvary, Lord God, as some of us, oh God, we're going the wrong way, Mighty Jehovah. But that decision on Calvary, Almighty Jehovah, in Gethsemane, Almighty Father, Lord God, there is no way, Father, the devil can come and defeat us, oh God, because of that very decision that you made on the cross of Calvary. Father, now we are called saints because of that decision, oh God, because of that blood on Calvary, Father. Lord Jesus Christ, your children are here tonight because of your decision, Father, which you made, Almighty Jehovah. We want to thank you, Father, tonight for speaking to our hearts, oh God. Father, we pray, oh God, may you bless your various children, Almighty Jehovah. If there is anything, Lord Jehovah, that is hanging around that is not right, Lord, we pray, Father, Lord, forgive our sins and trespasses. We don't want to be like an Achan, oh God. But Father, oh God, we want to destroy sin. We want to destroy everything that is evil, Lord. Because, Lord Jehovah, we have decided to follow Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, we were told the decision that we make, it has an impact not only on ourselves, Father, but even on our children, even on our associates, Father. So, Lord, we pray, make us, Lord Jehovah, to make the right decision, oh God. Father, we thank you, Lord, but Lord, tonight we are saying we have decided to follow you. We have decided to love your children. We have decided, Lord Jehovah, to cast away all root of bitterness. It is a decision which we have made, Lord. We want to thank you as we go to our different places of our body. We pray, Father, Lord Jesus Christ, may you protect us on the ways and highways. And Lord Jesus Christ, provide transport. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, be with your children and protect them, Lord, from the wiles of the enemy. We want to thank you, Lord. Return the virtue, Lord God, from the minister, oh God. Father, Lord God, enable him for many days that are laying ahead, Lord. We want to thank you. Bless his family too. Lord, we want to thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and all shall say, amen. We want to thank the Lord tonight for the time that he has given to us to be in his house. We want to say thank you, Brother Caleb.